Yes, that was Kawa, a very nice, very unique reggae band. Well, they still do, you know, Ja Rastafari. It's pretty much standard reggae. But, yeah, they sing in their native language. Whoops, forgot to check or remind myself what that is. But it's a, they may sing a little bit Mandarin. I can't tell you for sure. But they're part of a... Yeah, one of the ethnic, or maybe made up of several ethnic minority groups in the province of Yunnan, China. That's the subtropical southwestern part of the country near the border with Laos there. Anyways, yes, it's an amazing band, and they put out this new record, their second full length, a couple EPs. Anyways, the album is called... Wild Sound Rhapsody, Or if you translate it directly from the Chinese title, it is Wild Sounds Roar. So either way, there's sounds in the title. And wildness. Yeah, Kawa. K-A-W-A. Good luck finding it, though, because, wow. Well, most things, their song titles, their album titles are written in Chinese characters. At least it translates from simplified Chinese on Google Translate. And they have several sound, like, they only put it on SoundCloud, it seems, probably other Chinese streaming sites, of course, but they have several SoundCloud pages. This is not on the same one as their previous album. Anyways, Kawa, you heard it here on Wandering Rhythms. Maybe you'll hear it again someday, probably on this show. Yeah, the song, by the way, getting all the way back to the actual point, the song was called Moving Forward Against the Wind. Once again, Kawa, reggae band, who have actually recently toured London. So yeah, they're taking their sound around the world. Beautiful, beautiful, classic, futuristic reggae. Before that, we heard from J.J. Whitefield, one-man funk band from Munich, Germany. He's been in a lot of other projects, though, and there's another new sort of free jazz project as well. But anyways, what we heard was A Trip to Cairo from his new solo album called Exotic Meditations / Sloppy Souls. J.J. Whitefield playing every single instrument on that instrumental funk number. And before that, we started the set with Aesop Rock and Homeboy Sandman, two MCs, although Aesop Rock also handles the production on this new album, their collaborative short LP, you could say. It's called Miami Lice Season 4, and the song was Who Sent You, featuring my favorite, or at least most accessible lyric, I'm so woke, I'm sleep deprived. Pretty catchy, right? Cool. So, yeah, Homeboy Sandman's so wacky, and all of his songs are making me grin, so yeah, I'll keep playing him for all of eternity, as well as Aesop, my old fave since 20 years at least. Okay, well, moving on with something entirely different. This is going to be some Bando Neon music. So the Bando Neon, if you're unfamiliar, it's an accordion that is primarily used in Argentina, used in tango music. And if you're not familiar with tango music or Argentine music, you may recall the theme for the movie 12 Monkeys, featuring Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. No, Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt was a little bit wild in that movie. Anyways, the theme song features prominently the Bando Neon, and that's just an unforgettable kind of thing. The tone of the instrument's so specific. So you're going to hear it again. This is not 12 Monkeys, but it's four Bando Neon players on this track. This new album, which is by Pablo Jaurena, features 30 Bando Neon players from around the world. I guess he's assembling a United Nations of Bando Neonists. And anyways, you're going to hear four of them. Not all 30 on one song. I don't think it's possible, but it would be kind of messy, I think. This is the first single. It's called Loca Bohemia. So enjoy all the Bando Neon going on here, right now, on Wandering Rhythms. Yeah, that was still Kawa. Didn't really... wasn't intentional, and also didn't go so well with the Bando Neon, but here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. Chevrolet on the golden highway.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Well, my friends, we have been listening to music. Wait, I meant to say you're listening to Wandering Rhythms. Yes, of course, I've been listening to music. It's a music show. Well, we're still hearing music in the background. This is a band we just heard as well. So, as you can hear, there's percussion and there's violin. And it's a duo, a woman originally, I believe, from India, based in Australia. Her name is Bai Ravi Raman, and she mixes Western and Carnatic violin. Definitely emphasis, at least what you're hearing here, on the Carnatic violin, which I don't think I need to explain how different it sounds than a Western violin. A lot of, like, movement and kind of bending of notes. I think they even hold it when I've seen upside down, a totally different technique of playing as well. So anyways, Carnatic from South India. And then you have on percussion an instrument called the mridangan, two-headed hand percussion instrument. Sounds like a tabla, sort of, but instead of being two separate drums, it's one drum with the skins on both sides. His name is Nan Thesh Siva Raja, and he's from Sri Lanka. So Tamil, they both actually share a Tamil heritage. And yeah, it's a beautiful album, instrumental, just two instruments, but sounds very full for sure. The album's called Syncretic, and we heard earlier the song Unfolding. Before that, we heard from right here on the BC coast, way up though on the north end of Vancouver Island, on a small island called Cormoran Island, one of the oldest communities in north side of Vancouver Island, Alert Bay. We have heard Golden Highway by Garrett T. Wiley. And yeah, the Alert Bay, I believe his background is Quack Waka Wak. And Alert Bay actually happens to be the town where the first totem poles in Stanley Park were brought from. So, yes, a lot of history there and a lot of culture, and I'm sure they're very proud of Garrett T. Wiley, who sounds just like such a classic vintage blues musician already. He's still in his 20s, I believe. His second album just came out February. And, yeah, once again, we heard the song Golden Highway, which was recorded in Nashville, Tennessee. Produced by Tom Hambridge, who's worked with Buddy Guy, Kingfish, co-written with Richard Fleming, who's worked with Jeff Beck, Devin Allman. Anyways, some heavy hitters, and this fella here from BC, Garrett T. Wiley, you know, maybe on the road to stardom. We'll see. Yeah, but he's got the classic sound already, that's for sure. And yeah, actually even has a song. I mean, it's cool, he's shouting out Canada. There's a song called Going to Toronto, going to stumble down Yonge Street, you know, so keeping that Canadian theme. And yeah, who knows, maybe he'll bring more indigenous content to his music as well. But there's, you know, songs about small towns and the Golden Highway, traveling around, being on the road. Yeah, good times. Garrett T. Wiley. And before that, we heard the starting of the set. It was some Bando Neon music. That was Pablo Jorena with the song Loca Bohemia from his upcoming album Fuerias. He's from Cordoba, Argentina. And yeah, Bando Neon. Cool stuff. Cool stuff. Four players of that instrument on that track. Okay, I was going to play one more song, then I just wouldn't stop talking, I guess. I'm going to play a shorter one then, because we have to get very quickly into the second hour in a trip to Bangkok. I'm going to play a short number by local band Computer. Yeah, these indie rockers feature a saxophone, some, I'd say more like post-punk. Yeah, they're doing really well, it seems, DIY band playing at the Green Auto, amongst others. Their new record, I think their first, Station on the Hill. We're going to hear Now in a Vacuum by Computer and then go to Bangkok. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio.